Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rabbi Alex Karlebach is the rabbi at the Chabad House of Lyndhurst. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and all your listeners.
It's great. It's great to chat to you. And we came across the story about your encounter with your first encounter, in fact, with King Goodwill Zwelithini. And we just thought it's a great story for you to share with us and with our listeners.
It's the only encounter.
Well, it's still the first, isn't it?
Okay. That was in about 1988, 1989. That year, Alderman David Nepi, Oliver Shalom, he was quite involved with our shul. He really helped us a great deal. And he was appointed the mayor of Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. He did me the great honor of making me his chaplain. And we had, different banquets and different meetings that he organized. And one of the meetings he organized was for King Goodwill Zwelithini. He made a banquet in his honor with entourage and all. And that was about the same time that the Lubavitcher Rebbe, whose birthday is next week, actually, came out with a campaign called Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And that is that there are seven universal laws for all humanity. And he encouraged his Hasidim and others to promote the laws to all of society.
Right.
And there's also a special blessing that is made on a king. And so I discussed it with a couple of colleagues, whether I can make this blessing on the king. And the conclusion was that he has more power than the Queen of England or any other king and queen these days. So we definitely can. So I approached David Nepi, and I said to him, maybe it would be a good idea that to open the evening as the king comes in to the banquet hall, I give a little speech on the seven mitzvahs of Ben Noah, and I conclude with a blessing. And he thought it was a great idea. And when the king entered, you know, he has a stick that he carries, and his entourage were all down on their hands and knees, and they were singing the praises and all. And then as he came in, I gave that speech, and then I said the blessing in Hebrew and in English.
So what is that blessing?
Shenosan mikvoidoi lebosel adam. Baruch atah Hashem alekenu melech ha'olam. Shenosan mikvoidoi lebosel adam. Blessed are you, God, Lord, King of the universe, who has given from his glory to flesh and blood.
Amazing.
Amazing. And
how was it during received?
During the evening, the king approached me and he said, I want you to know that this is the first time anybody blessed me in the original language of the Bible, the Hebrew Bible. I believe in the God-given Bible. And so that blessing meant a lot to me. And it was a very touching moment, I thought.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. And I think that does so, it does so much to showcase the universality, the universal nature of faith and religion, and it just gives such respect to cultures that aren't necessarily ones that that you might be used to, that he might be used to. It's just such a lovely story, and I really appreciate you taking the time. And
I think it also shows how if a person respects his own culture and religion and stands up proudly for it, it'll be respected by the rest of the world, too.
I absolutely agree with that. Absolutely agree with that. So well done, Rabbi Alex Karlebach. He is the rabbi at the Chabad House of Lyndhurst.